Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Sharon, or Karen, will be with you in just a second. You just heard it, top of the hour news. A deputy commandeered a front-end loader in Oregon. I'll be darned if I will let some deputy steal my front-end loader and destroy it. If anyone's going to use that front-end loader for whatever the purpose might be, it's going to be me. I'm not going to let some know-nothing deputy jump in my front-end loader and take off with it. Get ready for the theft of your property by corporations posing as governments. Karen in Montana, welcome.
Well, it's actually Sharon. You didn't hear me very well. Hi, Vincent.
Well, you know, the reason I said Karen is because that's what the call screen says, Sharon. And yeah. I do know a Karen in Montana.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I do know a Sharon in Montana.
Okay.
Yeah. So welcome, Sharon.
Well, good morning. I agree that the world is not looking very good. But I will say I don't think politicians have ever been terribly honest, okay? But we now know more about it because of all the communication and, you know, technology and stuff we have. But my point is more, I like to try to take a survivor's approach to this, that we're heading into a new reality. And no, I don't like it, but we're not going to change it. And I've always been fascinated by survivor stories. I mean, I'm just love it. Back when I was a little kid, I liked the pioneer things where they overcame the odds, you know. And I feel like that the sooner you can accept that this is our new reality, the better off we'll be, and then try to prepare for that. And so you can say, oh, you know, I mean, it's true to know what's happening. Okay, it's not good to have a bag over your head and pretend nothing's happening, because for one thing, it doesn't help you survive very well. So my thinking was just that people might want to work at adapting a survivor's mentality and do what they can to offset the changes that are coming. I mean, just starting with inflation for sure is coming. It's already there at our local store. You used to be able to buy a dozen donuts for around $6. I think I never bought a dozen, but I think that's what they're running. They're $12 now, okay? So some of the stuff is just jumping sky high. So if one were to pick up food and whatever things that they need now while they're at somewhat lower price, that would be a good thing, of course. I also think it's really good to have connections with people, knowing who does what and who you can trust and who you can't, to the best of your knowledge. Crises can change people. They see side of them that you wouldn't know. But when you're down and out, who shows up? Those are probably the people you can trust, you know? And so obviously, you talk all the time about learning skills and stuff, but kind of be aware of your surroundings and seeing what's happening and what you can do to offset. I think we all are going to be forced to live on a lower standard than we've been accustomed to. And Kyle and I don't live real high, but we grow a lot of our own stuff, so we eat and do pretty well. But I feel like, you know, it's not the end of the world. I mean, it's not fun to live at a lower standard, okay? I mean, I spent some time before I got married working at an orphanage in Mexico. And it was quite an eye-opener because I didn't grow up in a high-class family. We grew up in what I called a respectably lower-income family. There's six of us kids, and we always had plenty of food. We dressed okay. We lived in a house my parents were paying on, you know, buying, and we had decent furniture, but nothing was fancy. And we didn't eat steak, and we didn't go out to, you know, fancy dinners or anything like that. But when I went to Mexico, we'd have, like, beans for lunch and beans for dinner, a sort of a vegetable stew for lunch that wasn't very seasoned and stew for dinner. And it was really a culture shock to go from the medium amount of variety of food that I was accustomed to eating to just basic food. Now, it was nutritious and it was fine for the kids. It got them off the street and they were growing healthy and they weren't used to what I was. But I feel like if you have to jump from buying all these extra special prepared, bought everything that you love and a lot of luxuries, excuse me, my timer's going off. If you have to jump from that to eating like beans and rice, so to speak, you might be in for quite a culture shock. So if you can afford to, you know, buy a lot of the stuff that you like, your seasonings and, you know, food and extra meat, because meat's going to probably get really hard to come by, it appears, you'll be better off, you know. And if you have stuff so you don't have to run to the store and find out they no longer have it, you won't be so at a disadvantage. So I'm just thinking it would pay for people to think, how can I make life easier as I have to transition to probably less? You still there?
Yeah, I am. And
I thought maybe I got cut off.
I'm sure everyone was listening intently to every single word that you said. Are you ready for my comment or do you have more?
I am totally ready at this moment. I'm just throwing out an idea and a way of thinking, okay?
Okay. You have summed up succinctly, eloquently, and passionately 10 years of USA Prepares broadcasts. That's what you've just done.
Okay.
I'm very serious about that. And you mentioned inflation.
Mm-hmm.
We have reported here at USA Prepares in the last couple of months. We said that in the beginning, you know, like January, February, that inflation will be out of control. And here's an example of out of control. If you want to buy a used battery charger for an automobile or a truck, you know, the kind that you know, you find out your battery's dead and you hook up the charger and, you know, a couple hours later you can start your vehicle maybe.
Yeah.
They have gone up 2x in price for used ones. So ones that you could buy used on eBay for, let's say, $30 or $60 or more. The ones that are $50 then are now $100. The ones that are $100 or $200 or more. A good quality brand new Xantrex. X-A-N-T-R-E-X, my favorite brand, because it is absolutely the best battery charger I think ever made. Some of those are $350 for a battery charger. Now, they shouldn't be, but they are. I'm not defending. Well, I mean, yeah, let me ask you this. Do you think your husband, Kyle, would say, hey, Sharon, I'm all excited. We're going to buy a new battery charger. It's a Xantrex. It's only $350. How would that fly?
No, he wouldn't say that. There's no way he would. Probably he wouldn't buy a new one to start with unless they had a sale with a rebate, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
We don't
and
live like
here's,
that, okay?
No, and we don't either. And we didn't have steak very often when I was growing up. If we did, it was London broil. And it was, mm-hmm. you know, it was about, it was about the texture of a Brillo pad. And my mom would do everything she could, you know, to make it palatable. You know, hammer it, roll it, marinate it, and then hammer it some more. And here's another thing. The price of an automotive battery. We had a customer who had a four-wheeler and had all kinds of electrical problems. And one of the problems was the battery was no good. It was several years old. And so we shopped for a battery for him. That darn thing is like $75 for a four-wheeler battery. Now, this thing you can hold in one hand.
I know. We had to replace one of ours. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They used to be, well, heck, I saw this coming, Sharon, and I bought mm-hmm. replacement dry batteries with separate containers of acid in the good old days, like, let's say, 6 months ago, for about mm-hmm. $30 a piece. I bought one for every piece of equipment we have. And so I think I spent about $400 for 12 different sizes.
Wow.
Can't do that today.
No.
You might get, it's doubled in price. So when you mentioned inflation, I'm just trying to put an exclamation point on what you said. And there's the unavailability of lots of products. If you want to get canning lids, lots of luck. We thought we hit the lottery. I'm trying to spray the barn with some vinegar on the dirt floor. Uh-huh. And to stop the mold and to kill the mold from growing. And it's going to take, you know, several gallons. At least we hit the lottery. So within about a month, we were able to buy enough gallons here and there to start the job. Now, in the good old days, we could have gone to, I don't know, Menards, the Chinese Factory Outlet, Sam's Club. We could have bought it. We could have just said, oh, we'll just take, six. Or how many are in a case? Four. Okay, we'll take two cases. Or we'll buy two cases, I should say. Can't do that anymore. You can't buy pasta. You know, you can get one. Whoever thought that you wouldn't be able to get more than 1 pound of pasta or one package of pasta? Whoever thought that?
Yeah, if you check Dollar Trees, they tend to still have some pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you really have to shop around. I went to Walmart, and I don't try to go to Walmart, but I needed something that pretty much only Walmart carries, you know, without mm-hmm. paying extra astronomical. I just don't like to go to Walmart, so I try to avoid it.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, I'd check the baking aisle, and it was kind of appalling. They had maybe two things in front, and it was totally empty behind the shelves. It's weird.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I was looking for some washcloths, and I went down those aisles, and they're just huge open spaces. Like crazy, and I never could find the regular, bath washcloths. You know, I was trying to look for some decent ones. Ours were just kind of shabby, and I thought, you know, you can get by with them, but I just thought, you know, I'm looking at, well, what can I get that might be hard to replace down the road, you know? And yeah, it's uncanny for people like me who shop bargains and sales all the time to go in and see all these vacant places and the way they've tried to face the shelf to make it look like it has more, but there's only one box in front. Weird.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, and,
okay,
you know,
so
I was thinking about that.
If you see that, then I'm thinking grab what you need now. I mean, not grab mean, but pick up what you need now. And so, that, uh-huh. you know, if pasta used to be $1 and it's $2 now, it's probably going to be $4 in about a month. So maybe grab it now, you know? It's thinking ahead and trying to prepare for what I foresee the reality of what's coming is coming and how we're going to have to live.
And here's one of the lies. So Sam's mm-hmm. Club says if you have the $100 membership, the Ultra Deluxe Plus membership that costs $100 a year, mm-hmm. if you have one of those, you get free shipping. Okay? If you have the regular membership, you pay for shipping. So what you do is you go to the internet and you go to Sam's Club's website and you look at the price of something and it says, here it is. It's not available online, but it is available in the store. Or you'll see it's, or vice versa, okay? And then you look at the price and they have two different prices on items. So it's free shipping, but they raise the price if you have it shipped.
Oh,
so they lie. Yeah. Yeah, so what I'm saying is, so for example, Maria pasta, let's say when it is in stock, and these numbers are pretty close. So let's say it's about $6.50 for 6 pounds when it's in stock, if it's in stock. But if that's at the store. Now, if you want to have it shipped for free, it's like a dollar more. So it's not free.
No, it's not free.
Sharon, is there anything else? I've got some items in the book that I was going to go into, but if you've got some more to say.
I just think people should try to think, well, what can I do to offset what's coming? Okay?
You're right.
And not feel like
thanks,
a victim,
for,
but be a survivor. All right. Bye.
Thank you for calling in.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
A little bit about the plagiarists. Some unknown things from Politico.com. As a child, the plagiarist had a debilitating stutter. And he went to Archmere Academy. It's a Catholic preparatory school. And he was elected class president. But he was crestfallen when the school administrators blocked him from running for student body president because he received too many demerits. When at the university on the East Coast, he got probation for a prank because he sprayed the dorm director with a fire extinguisher. Well, in 1967, when he was a law school student at Syracuse University, he bought a puppy, and he named it Senator. When he was a public defender, he defended a 25-year-old fisherman who stole a prize-winning Holstein cow. And that's the guy who's running for president. Okay, so items from the book. Soap. And, you know, soap bars were 5 ounces, you know, in the good old days. Actually, before the good old days. They're 5 ounces, and then the marketing people said, you know what, we need to reduce them, make them a little smaller, and it won't cost us as much. You know, the marketing guys and the accountants. So the marketing guys told us how much better a 4-ounce bar was than a 5-ounce bar. The accountants patted themselves on the back because they saved 20% of the contents of the bar of soap. Now, if you think about it, 20%. So a 5-ounce bar went to 4 ounces. Now, what happens when you reduce a 4-ounce bar 20%? It becomes 3.2 ounces. That's exactly what happened. So a 5-ounce bar of soap went to 4 ounces, now to 3.2 ounces. So what do? Well, you pay attention to the size. You'll probably be able to get the best deal on 4-ounce bars. Sam's Club has them. Dial. And it's going to cost about 50 cents a bar. The dollar store may have them. I suggest rather than go there, call them up, see if they have them, see what fragrance they have, and buy a bunch. But make sure you're buying the 4-ounce and not the 3.2 ounce because they mix them up. They put them in the same bin, the same spot on the shelf, and they're different. So you have to look at each package and see if they're the new supersized or the fun-sized, you know, the 3.2 versus the 4-ounce. So I'm talking about what ones? The kind to get would be Lever 2000, Safeguard, or Dial. Dial is going to be the best bang for the buck. And what I do with soap is it stinks. I just can't stand the smell of a bar of soap. So I leave it outside. I open the package, you know, open the plastic wrapper of the group of bars, whether it be 6 bars, 8 bars, 10 bars, 12 bars, 20 bars, whatever it is. I open it up, take all the soap bars out of the package. Then I open the ends of the individual packages. Okay, open the ends. And then I put them in a car. You know, it's just hanging outside. Or if it's going to rain. Okay? And I let the scent volatilize. Now, that would be a car that I'm not going to use for a while. Because it stinks. It helps keep the mice out because they can't stand it either. Or I leave it on the veranda outside on, you know, where it won't, you know, where it's covered with a roof so the bars don't get wet. And it takes about a week for some of that scent to volatilize. I want to share it with our neighbors rather than just me hogging that offensive scent all by myself. So 50 cents a bar is what, you know, if you can get it for 50 cents a bar, you should do that. And then how do you store them once you get the scent to volatilize? Well, you can put them in a 5-gallon bucket with a lid and store them and open them up when you go to use them. That's what I do. I can't stand the scent so much that the short-term supply that we have in the bathrooms, you know, for showers and that kind of thing, I put them in Ziploc bags after they volatilized outside. That's how much I can't stand the smell. Actually, I put the Ziploc bag inside, a bag inside the Ziploc bag because I can't stand the smell so much. We'll be right back. If you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he knew the seriousness of COVID-19 when it first broke out early this year. But he says,
certainly I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy.
The president speaking as reporters at the White House were asking him about a new book which accuses him of downplaying the coronavirus.
I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic.
Bob Woodward's book Rage is due for release next week. In it, he says the president told him in a February phone call that he knew the virus was deadly. Hundreds of wildfires incinerating huge portions of the western U.S., about half in Oregon, Washington, and California. Oregon has seen at least four towns nearly destroyed by the flames. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S. Energy Secretary Dan Brouillet says Hurricane Laura damaged a Louisiana site that holds a very large portion of the nation's emergency crude oil supply. He says the site in West Hackberry, Louisiana, took a direct hit and will need to be repaired. Joe Biden is detailing his Made in America economic plan, speaking in Michigan yesterday, saying that if elected, his administration will deliver on his promise to buy American. Biden says he will slap a tax penalty on companies that avoid paying U.S. taxes by offshoring manufacturing jobs. And he added businesses will be rewarded for creating good-paying jobs here at home. The former VP also said he'll close loopholes that he say have been created by President Trump's tax cut. Another big deal handed out in the NFL. Jalen Ramsey just got the largest contract for a cornerback from the L.A. Rams. The deal said to be worth $105 million over 5 years. And Jay Leno will be host of a rebooted classic game show on TV. The acclaimed comic is set to host Fox's reinvention of You Bet Your Life in the fall of 2021. Originally hosted by Groucho Marx, the half-hour comedy show will pair two complete strangers in competition answering questions in an attempt to win prize money. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So about this soap, I think you might feel that I'm belaboring the point, but I want to make sure it's really clear. You can store it for a long time. How long? I don't know. I know that I've got soap that is in 5-gallon sealed buckets that's been there for over 20 years, and it's still fine. Now, if you do decide to put it outside, make sure it doesn't sit in the sun where it can tend to melt. Okay, some bars are prone to doing that, like Dial. I don't think the Lever 2000 would or the Safeguard would, but the Dial may kind of melt. All right, so you can put it in those five-gallon buckets, and you get them if you go to, if you decide to go to a bakery or to the Chinese factory outlet, if you happen to be there. I'm not advocating going shopping. But if you decide that that's what you're going to do, you might want to stop and ask the bakery department if they'll save the buckets and the lids for you. They'll be glad to do it. Chinese factory outlet's going to charge you for probably 99 cents for a bunch of buckets. Nothing goes out the door unpaid for at the Chinese factory outlet. So I like all different sizes. I like the round style. I like the squared style. I like the 2, 3, and 5 gallons with the lids. Okay. Triple antibiotic cream for wounds. Well, you're going to get them. You're going to get all kinds of wounds working in the garden, preparing, doing the shovel work that that's coming your way. You might want to get some antibiotic cream for the wounds. Keep it cool and dry. And Benadryl for bee stings, colds, you know, those kind of things. Benadryl. You don't have to buy Benadryl brand. You can get the Chinese factory outlet brand, the house brand. They call it Equate. Works fine. But you might want to consider having some of that on hand. Keep it cool and dry as well. I had a spider bite a couple of years ago. And I got the bullseye. I got the purple circle. It was on my forearm. And we took a picture of it, sent it to my internist, and the nurse said, "Nah, it's okay." It was a recluse spider bite. So I listened to what they had to say, and I took immediate action. And here's what I did. I made a poultice of activated charcoal. Now, we had previously some Berkey water filters, and they are activated charcoal. They're black. And I don't throw anything away, even the used ones. And I put them back in the box after I let them dry out in the sun, put them back in the box, wrap them up. I figure I'm going to use them for something. I just don't know what. Well, because we use Pro-Pure now. But we had some old used Berkey filters. And I took one. I took a clean knife, sharp knife, and I scraped some of the outer portion of that cylindrical filter. And, you know, like a tenth of an inch maybe, scraped that off. And I got a little further inside, and I scraped some more off, and I had this black powder, small amount. If you were to add up all of it, it would be about the amount of two number two pencil erasers. It'd be all of it. So a very small amount. I mixed it with some water, made this little poultice out of it, and I mounded it up on my skin, right where the bite was, about the size of a dime. Put a Band-Aid on it. And the next morning, I took the Band-Aid off, and all of that purple was gone, except for an area that the poultice did not cover. So I made it too small. So I made some more, scraped it with a knife, made it the size of a quarter, put it on my arm, put a Band-Aid on it, and the next morning, it was all gone. Okay? So, for me, that worked. Now, you ought to look that up, and you know, don't believe anything I say. Just because it's in the book, don't believe it. Do your own research. But it worked. It absolutely worked. So, that was activated charcoal. So, after that, I decided that I probably ought to have some activated charcoal in case somebody gets poisoned around here. Dog, cat, person. Who knows? So, you can buy capsules of activated charcoal in drugstores, and that's what it's used for if you get poisoned. The activated charcoal is, you know, taking like one of those vitamin B capsules. Take it immediately. Look it up first. You know, have this knowledge beforehand. You know, if someone gets poisoned, you don't want to look it up on the fly. You want to know that right away. Maybe you want to get some books on how to do these things. in case the internet goes down and you have to look it up. You go right to the volumes. And then look at those volumes. Read them beforehand so you know what's in them. Well, you can buy activated charcoal capsules, pre-filled, at drugstores, the Chinese factory outlet. And what I could have done, if I had them, was I could have opened one of those up, mix it with water in a small saucer, put it on my arm, put a Band-Aid on it, I would have been good to go. So, but I wasn't. But now I am, and we've got it. And it's in a cool, dry, dark place. And it should last for years. And one of the things you might want to do, if you have medicines, and you know they expire, right? Well, one of the reasons why they expire is they oxidize. Air gets to them. Maybe you could extend the life of those medicines by putting them in a jar without a lot of air in the jar, meaning, so you get the jar that's the right size for whatever you're going to put in it. Make sure the contents fill up most of that jar, meaning the right size jar for the job. One with a lid that seals pretty well. I like glass. And store medicines in it. I have a feeling that they'll keep a lot longer if you do that. Cool, dark, dry, and prevent the air exchange. I do that with lots of things, like split peas. I take them out of the bag. The bags have holes in them. Pour them into a jar, shake the jar, tap the jar, shake the jar, tap the jar. I get the maximum in there, and I put the lid on them. Now, what I'd really like to do is heat them in an oven a little bit. Let's say bring it up to maybe 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Warm the jars up with the lentils or the beans or the split peas, whatever it might be. And I'm thinking like a used spaghetti sauce jar, a glass one. You don't want to put plastic in the oven because plastic is combustible. Heat it up, expand the air. And then, after, let's say, 10 minutes, at a very low temperature, like a little over 100 degrees, 110 maybe, take the jar out, be careful not to burn yourself, and put the lid on it quickly, because the expanded air will then contract, and it will cause a vacuum seal. And there'll be less air and less likelihood of little critters growing up in those jars of food. Hydrogen peroxide. Now, it doesn't last forever. They say it lasts about a year. I think it lasts longer than that. And what I do is when we buy it, I tighten the lid of the ones that we're going to keep before we use them. Like if we're going to store a few of them. It's great for cleaning wounds. It's great for sterilizing toothbrushes. It's great for cleaning dental picks, and it's great for splinters. And it's cheap. But it comes in a brown plastic bottle or used to come in a brown glass bottle. And the reason is sunlight deteriorates hydrogen peroxide quickly. So, cool, dry, out of the sun. Next item is nail clippers. Now, we have nail clippers for multiple purposes. Of course, for trimming nails. But have you ever gotten one of those little buggers of a splinter and regular tweezers just don't cut it? The ends are not ground properly. They don't close properly. They don't align properly. Well, if you have good vision, you can use a nail clipper. Carefully, you can grab a much smaller part of that splinter with a nail clipper. What I do, we get splinters all the time. It's almost like a law that we have to get them here. What I do is I have a dental pick. One made for the Dental Village. I bought it used many, many decades ago. So it's not one of these cheap ones from India. That has a blunt end. This has a real sharp end. It's a professional dental pick. And this is the one that we sterilize each time we use it, clean it after we use it. And this is the one we just open that little hole a little bit bigger where the splinter is. And then if we have to, we can use a nail clipper that's been sterilized and used just not for nails. It's a different one used for pulling out those splinters. And when you select that nail clipper for splinters, you want to find one that the cutting surfaces align perfectly, because there are plenty of them that are misaligned and they won't work. Okay? So the good old American ones, if you can still find one, that's the way to go. The brand that we have is made by a company called La, L-A, space, C-R-O-S-S, La Cross. It's probably 50 years old. Next item is for these splinters and for removing those little buggers of ticks, microscopic ticks, finding splinters, using that dental pick. That'd be a 10X loop or a 10X magnification loop. Now, you can get the kind that you hold, or you get the kind that you can have your face hold. You know, you put it on your eye, not on the lens, but, you know, your skin around your eye will hold it in place. You kind of scrunch up your face and it'll hold in place, and it's pre-focused. I've got one in the studio that's a 14X. It's a little black, and it's got a lens, and it's pretty lightweight, and I keep it so it doesn't get dust on it. I get a lot of splinters, so I keep it handy. And actually, I keep it in the studio. So I have a 14X. It's probably about $2. Works great. And I also have a, now this one is, it's kind of a chrome-plated one. It's 10X, and it has one of those flip covers that covers the lens. It's got a glass lens, but you have to hold it. So sometimes, you know, you might have to have two people work on a splinter. You know, one person may be holding a flashlight because you need a lot of illumination. Another person with the dental pick and the loop. I mean, so, but it's something worth having. How much they cost? A couple dollars.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a Mectech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mectech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mectech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm looking at the schedule for the next week. And tomorrow. So tomorrow, 9 a.m., Maggie Craddock's going to be with us. And we're going to be talking about, so you got laid off, you got these crises in your life, what do you do? She's going to teach us about that. David in Illinois is going to be joining me, and we're going to be talking about the double standard, the police. We're going to be talking about the get-out-of-jail-free card. I'm not kidding. They have a get-out-of-jail-free card. And next week, I might have 2 hours talking about the tips from the book. I might. And also, on Friday, I might have an hour to talk about the book and tips. And Bert's going to be with us by popular demand. Bert Bertonis in California. So that is the schedule for tomorrow and next week. Okay, so kind of amazing to me. We've covered 33 items. It took weeks, actually almost a couple months, to cover 33 items from the book. Next, probiotics. So do you have them? Well, if you don't, you ought to consider getting probiotics. You can buy lots of different kinds, and it's beneficial bacteria. And it's the opposite of antibiotics. So we have them here at the house, and we take them, and it helps with digestion. It helps with building the immune system. And it's a great way to go. Very inexpensive. You can probably get a package of probiotics that'll last you well over a month for $3 or $4. You can also get that at the drugstore, the Chinese factory outlet. By the way, I think I should mention that these liquid antivirus packages, squeeze bottles, the ones that come from China, I think they're suspect. The ones that come from Mexico, I think are suspect. As a matter of fact, our research shows that the wrong kind of alcohol is used in some of the ones that come from Mexico. All right. Next on the list, iodine. Iodine for wounds. So here's what happens. Here at the farm, cows step in holes. They step over tree limbs that fall. They race around, they play, and they get hurt, and they get cut up on their hooves and their legs. And so we spray them with iodine. Now, where do you get the iodine? At a farm supply store. And it's inexpensive. You can get like a 16-ounce bottle for, let's say, $8. You might want to consider having some iodine around for wound care. You might want to do that. Do your own research. Don't believe anything that I say about iodine for wounds, but it's available at the farm supply stores like Tractor Supply. How about a pulse oximeter? Well, we have two. They're white and blue in color. And they're plastic and they have a hinge and you just squeeze one end of it. It opens up. You put your finger in there. And you've seen these at the doctor's offices. And if you press the little button, the display will read out your pulse rate, you know, how many times per minute your heart beats, and your oxygenation. So if a family member seems to be a little out of it or in trouble, or you want to see very quickly what's going on, a pulse oximeter is a great way to go. They cost $16 on eBay, or they did a couple days ago. They might be more expensive now. They come from communist China, and you ought to consider having one. And you ought to consider extra dry cells, commonly called batteries, for them. And they typically use a triple A. So it's a little skinny cylindrical battery. Make sure, you know, there's triple A and there's double A, and they're not the same. They're different sizes, different length, different diameter. So make sure that you know exactly which ones that you need to get before you get them. And you can buy them on the internet. You can buy them at the Chinese factory outlet, etc. And you can store them cool and dry out of the sun, and they'll last a longer time. Next thing on the list is Ziploc food storage bags. Do you have them? They make two different styles. One is in two different materials. One is a sandwich bag, and the other is a freezer bag. The freezer bag is designed to get cold and still stay intact. And we have both. And you should have both. And we put all kinds of things in them. Things that we want to keep sanitary. And we make our own hamburgers. And I guess I'm going to have to tell you how to make hamburgers at the next class. And that might be, well, it'll be next week. I'll tell you how to do it, how we do it, how we save a lot of money, and how they come out great. It's a nice little family project. You can make them in bulk. So, class, you're on your own. If you have any comments about today's class, you can send it to instructor at USA Prepares. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens?
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.